How you guys doing today? Welcome back to another episode of ATP Sit and Talk. I'm here with my boy Valencia. How you doing, bro?
Yes, sir. Doing great. How are you
today? I'm doing good, bro. I'm doing good. It's nice to have you. This is a whole different vibe from the different podcasts. I came through to the Valley today to my boy 50s. Shout out to 50, bro. Big love. We're here today to get to know my boy Valencia, what you have, your projects, bro, everything that you have going on. I know you have like a shit ton of stuff, bro, happening right now. Tell me a bit, bro, about yourself, about what you have going on.
My name is Miguel Valencia. I go by Valencia. At the moment, I'm focusing on the music that I'm doing. I'm dropping a project on the 14th on Valentine's. From 50th Street with Love.
From 50th, okay.
Yeah, I grew up on 50th Street, born and raised. And the timing just made sense with Valentine's Day coming up and all that type of shit, so...
What was your inspiration for the album, like the name and everything?
Especially it's funny, I've actually been using that tag for a while now. I kind of was making it like my tag on the end of my emails, you know, instead of sincerely, whatever, I'd use from 50th Street with Love. And then I was thinking about dropping another song that I'm going to put on my EP on my birthday. And I was trying to scramble and figure out like how I was going to structure it. Blase, and then I came up with the idea of dropping a Valentine's Day based capsule, and it made sense. At first, I was kind of skeptical, like, man, do I want this to be my first little project that I'm putting out, you know, like collectively as a unit. But the reasoning behind me not wanting to do it was more so worrying about what other people would think. And, I just decided, like, who gives a fuck, you know? Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, if it makes sense, it makes sense. I'm not going to let that type of shit hold me back. Exactly.
I mean, that's the most important thing.
Exactly. And I think we get caught up in that type of shit a lot, you know, with social media and everything. Oh, I wonder what they're going to think about me. Oh, if I put this shit out, they're going to think I'm, you know, they're going to think I'm a buster. They're going to think that or not. But the people who know who I am, you know, and that's what matters at the end of the day. So, yeah, if it makes sense, it makes sense. And it made sense. I mean, I had a few songs started, like, halfway done. I figured I just put four songs together. It's four songs in an intro skit and an outro skit.
Outro skit, too?
Yeah, outro skit kind of leads into my EP. It hints at it. It has a few little things in there from the actual EP that I'm dropping, that I'm trying to drop at the end of this year or on my birthday next year.
Your birthday next year?
Yeah.
That's tough. So you got the album and then the EP?
Well, this is more so like a capsule.
Okay.
Like just, you know, like a Valentine's topic. The topic is Valentine's Day, and it's just like a little capsule, just a few songs, just to have some shit out there, you know? In a few months, me and Westside Blanco and Franks.
Shout out Westside Blanco.
Yeah, facts. That's my boy. We're dropping a joint project. After that, I'm dropping a mixtape, maybe a few months after that. And then after that, I want to drop the actual EP. So the capsule is going to be called From 50th Street With Love. My mixtape is going to be called No More Love, No More Sympathy. And then that'll kind of lead into the theme of the EP.
Have you dropped the album prior?
No, this is my first batch of music that I'm putting out.
So it's a big move for you then, huh?
It's a lot, you know. You put yourself out there, you know? Like with you, when anything that anyone does as a creative, it's one thing to create it, but it's another thing to put yourself on the line and put that shit out there for the whole world to see. You feel me? Everybody you know, everybody that loves you, everybody that hates you, they have you in their phone, you feel me, to do whatever they to judge you or fucking jump on your shit and talk shit or whatever. So
how have you enjoyed the process of doing your whole like first capsule and everything, getting into this, like how is that whole, because it's a hard process, dude. It's a process.
It's been cool, man. I mean, the toughest part was the beginning, like getting out of that the stigma of, oh, if I drop something that's female related or like on some simp shit, then people gonna think this and that. And I battled with that shit a lot before I brought it up to 50 that I wanted to do it, you know? for a cool minute, I had the idea before I actually presented it.
The Valentine's Day capsule?
Yeah. Because originally on my birthday, I was supposed to drop a single, which is going to be on the EP. And like what we're saying, like four songs. So I just felt like I was playing myself, rushing to put that single out because it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. The single for the EP is crazy. So it just didn't make too much sense to me. It was almost like I'm just dropping this shit just to drop something. And this made a lot more sense. You know, it made a lot more sense to me. I know to a lot of people it may not, because it's your first project and you're putting out something female related and you're from the streets and da da da. But
do you feel like that, like being from where you're from, do you feel like you come with a certain, like, people perceive you a certain type of way?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, you got to abide by certain rules or else, like, people assume something about you, you know?
Yeah.
You can't just be, you can't be free in your creativity.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a little different.
To the masses, at least, you know?
Yeah.
But once you get comfortable and you built that confidence, like, who gives a fuck? I mean, nobody's going to walk up to me and say, hey, you a bitch because you dropped. So what does it matter?
Yeah.
What does it matter what somebody thinks on the other side of their phone? It don't mean shit, you know?
How long you been making music for? How long you been in the whole music game for?
Like a little over a year.
A little over a year?
Yeah. A little over
growing up, did you always, like, was it something that you always felt inside that you knew?
Yeah, actually, I found, it's crazy, I have a folder that I keep memories in, like you know, little shit from elementary and middle school, da da da. And I had went through it not too long ago, and I found these little notes I wrote in elementary school. I was probably, like, second grade. And it was I was rapping already.
Oh,
but it's some bullshit, you know? I was talking about burners.
That's still something.
And chains and all type of shit, yeah. But yeah, I've been doing it, you know, since elementary school. My brother 50, he made music before. He heavily influenced me in that area, you know. Obviously, everybody when they're a kid, they want to be like their brother or be like their dad, whatever. Yeah. And my brother was around more than anybody, him and my stepdad. And my life kind of shows that they influenced me. Like everything that I've been through from when I was a child to now, you could link it to people.
To certain things in your life.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
So, yeah, man, it's been a fun process. It's been dope. At first I was trying to figure out my sound, you know, I was like real stuck on like, man, I need a sound. Da da da.
I feel like that's the biggest thing going into it, dude.
Yeah.
That's what I've been right now with my brother back and forth. I'm like, I need a sound.
Right. and for a while that was my focus. And I was so worried, like, man, I don't want to put this out because then it don't match my sound, or I want it to sound like this, da da da. And then I remember I actually recorded one of the songs on this capsule, and my boy A1, he's a producer from our label, Official Music Group. He was in the studio and he was like, bro, I think you found your sound. You know, like I was talking about my sound, like, oh, my sound. He's like, bro, I think you found your sound. Like, this is your sound. You got it already.
Yeah.
And that shit stuck with me. And I just started just writing how I don't think about it no more. I don't think about, oh, I need a sound. I just write.
You started just going from there, right?
Yeah, I just started going off and it's worked. I mean, I feel like I do have a sound now.
Yeah, you do.
My music kind of sounds similar, you know. It's a mixture of hood shit and biblical shit and, you know.
What's your biggest inspiration, man, like, with your music? Like, going now, do you have a plan or do you feel like it's more you go with the emotion of, like, your life, or, like, where do you draw your biggest, like, inspiration from?
So, I feel I'm real big on, like, I consider myself a philanthropist, which is you take your knowledge, your experiences, the things you've been through, what you know, what you have, and you basically offer it to the people that you think it would benefit, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I try to do with my music. Obviously, like this capsule doesn't really connect to that because it's just female top, you know, it's a female based.
Yeah. A little side story.
Yeah, capsule. It's just more so, you know, like I said, it made sense, so I did it. But my actual music, it's pretty clear what I stand on and what my message is and my beliefs, you know, what I think is wrong, what I think is right, what I'm trying to do with my music. And yeah, that's really just to, you know, my youth, my the shit that I've been through that shaped me to be the person I am. A lot of people go through the same shit and they end up terrible. You feel me? So I'm more than grateful. I know I'm blessed. I know I'm, you know, I've been put in the position that I've been put in for a reason. I believe everybody has a purpose. And growing up, there's so much negativity around us, especially in the hood. You know, I think it's common in a lot of lifestyles where parents are not too supportive of this type of shit. You know, it's more so like go to school, get a job, or go to school, go to college, get in debt, get a job to pay off the debt. And it's kind of a cycle. Like that cycle, you know? Yeah, that routine. It's a cycle. Then you have kids, then they go through the same shit and da, da, da. And that's the norm.
Do you feel like you struggled with that? Like the creative life with like this life that you feel like growing up you were supposed to be living?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, because I feel like most people that come from where I come from, like I said, as a youth, they're instilled with the idea that these things that you want are so out of reach. Just get a job. Just go to school and become a fucking, you know.
Do your 9 to 5 and just.
Yeah. And get a good career, work for a place that's stable, get a retirement plan, da, da, da. So obviously when I was growing up, not too many people told me like, oh yeah, you should follow your dreams. You see it on TV, like, oh yeah, you could do it. You know, just follow your dreams. Don't give up, da, da, da. But I mean, in the hood, you see all the people that you want to be like, they all selling dope or gangbanging or, you know, it's not.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, it's a whole different ideology that you get from coming from those areas. So that whole idea of you're going to be successful if you go to school and you do this and do that, it, you know, it's a confliction with those things. And, yeah, like I said, it's for sure always in the back of my mind. You know, sometimes even now, even after I hear people tell me like, oh, your music is this, your music is that. I still sit sometimes and I'm like, fuck, what am I doing, bro? Like, this shit ain't gonna work. You know, it's fucking millions of people trying to do the same shit. And what makes me so different, you know? But I think that's the problem with most people. God gives you all the signs, but you're so embedded with the idea that you're not enough or you're not. What makes you so different?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, why not the other motherfucker that's been rapping for 10 years already, you know?
No, absolutely.
So yeah, I struggle with that shit a lot, man.
As an artist, that's like the number one thing that's in the back of our head. Like, yeah, you know, as the we doubts. Progress in our things, the doubts, man. The doubts are so, like, so fast to eat up on everything.
And that's what you were mentioning earlier. It's important to have people around you that support you and push you forward, you know?
It's all about support.
Yeah, because without that shit, honestly, I know a lot of people, they super confident. I know people that are super confident and they put themselves on the line full-fledged all the time, you know, and they just like, I'm the best motherfucker at what I do and da-da-da.
You could be confident, but at the end of the day, you still need that support.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we still need that.
Like me, I'm not that confident. And I mean, I'll sit sometimes and I'll listen to my music and I'm like, nobody's fucking with me. And sometimes I listen to it and I'm like, am I even that good? Like, you know, like, so, and I know that's where that comes from. You know, if I was raised with people telling me, you could do whatever you want to do, you're the best, da, 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 then I'd probably be those people that are confident. They don't give a fuck who does what, who says what, you know? But I feel like when you're from the areas that are similar to where I'm from, it's the opposite of that. It's more so you don't build that confidence. Yeah. You know, you struggle with that belief that you could actually get out of those areas and do some shit, you know?
Would you say that growing up where you grew up has been the biggest inspiration to get out of that lifestyle and to get
for sure.
Where you're at right now at this moment?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because, I mean, you could do... It's two ways to go about it, right?
Yeah,
You could either... see that shit and just want to be a part of it and you think like this is all I have, da da da. Or you could see it and say, man, this ain't the type of shit I'm trying to be on, you know? You know what the outcomes are of being in the street, you know? You either go to jail or you get killed.
There's not many outcomes.
It's very rare when you're from the, you know, you in the bullshit and you make it out and you're, you know, you make it out successfully and don't get into no bullshit and da, da, da. But yeah, I always, even when I was fucking around and doing shit, I always had a conscience, you know, I think most people have a conscience. And
you seem like you grew up with like the high morals.
Yeah,
I can tell.
But yeah, I always knew what I should be doing. But I've done a lot of shit that wasn't morally correct. You feel me? Growing up, I did a lot of shit that wasn't morally correct. And I mean, you have to live with it. You feel me? Now I'm trying to do everything I can to change the story and push people to understand that you don't have to be on that type of bullshit, and push people to know that that shit only leads to certain outcomes, to push people to see you could be a fly motherfucker with a Benz in the house and da-da-da and not be into that shit, you know?
No, up top, yeah, no, up top, man.
Yeah.
What would you say is, like, growing up, what is something that was your biggest inspiration growing up? Or what really pushed you to become now, like, in this direction? You said, I know you mentioned your brother.
Yeah, my brother and my stepdad.
Yeah, your stepdad, yeah.
And my mom too, you know. I mean, I was a mama's boy. I think I still am a mama's boy. You know,
shout out mom.
Shout out to all the moms, all the single single mamas out there.
All the single moms, shout out.
They should have their own little holiday. You feel me?
No, really though.
But yeah, I'd say the streets where I grew up, my stepdad, my brother, my mom. Those were the people that I looked up to. You know?
If you can go back to when you were 16, man, what is something you would tell yourself knowing now? What you know now? What would you tell your younger self?
That's a tough one, bro. I wouldn't want to go back and tell me anything, honestly.
You'd want to learn from everything, from every experience?
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't have got to where I am if I didn't go through all the bullshit I went through.
You're the first person to tell me that out of all the podcasts. I always ask everybody that. You're the first person to tell me that.
Yeah.
That's real, man.
Like I told you, I've done some shit I'm not proud of, but I'm very comfortable with who I am now. And I wouldn't be who I am now if it wasn't for what I went through. You feel me? So, I don't like the idea of a lot of the shit that I did. I don't like to think about it or reminisce on it. But at the same time, I know that if I didn't go through that shit, I wouldn't stand where I stand now as a man. And as a soul, you know, I wouldn't feel the way I feel now. I wouldn't move the way I move now. So
I like that, as a soul.
I don't regret shit, so I wouldn't tell him shit. I'd let him do what he's doing, you know?
Just keep going through it all?
Yeah.
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 Where do you feel like growing up in Cali, out here in the West Coast, do you feel like that super has influenced your music?
Not at all, actually. I mean, the shit I talk about, but growing up, like I said, my brother put me onto East Coast music. Early.
We started with East Coast?
We used to listen to like Nas, Fabolous.
Oh, what?
Jadakiss, Jay-Z, fucking Cassidy.
Jay-Z's the GOAT too.
Yeah,
Jay-Z's
we used to watch like battle raps. I'm ashamed of it kind of, but I didn't listen to much West Coast rap growing up, you know?
Yeah.
That's not really, I'm proud as fuck. That I'm from the West Coast, that I'm from where I'm from, but...
If you had to choose Tupac or Biggie, that's like
I'm
that.
Not going to answer that.
That's like Tupac or Biggie, bro.
I'm not going to answer that because my answer is not going to be very...
What do you have going on to this year that we can look forward to? Like, what's... I know you have... You said a bunch of stuff coming out. You have the EP, you have the album, man.
The music. We're actually building a creative space right now, a podcast room.
You told me that too, yeah.
Yeah, we're building.
Tell me a bit about that, man.
We're building a podcast room, a creative space. We're gonna get backdrops and all type of shit, and just other business shit that's not really related to music, but for sure the music. I plan on cranking that shit out this year.
Yeah.
Last year I did like a feature. I dropped a song, but the music is really what I'm trying to focus on this year.
Are you looking to be independent or are you looking to get signed?
Not independent. I'm not doing music to make money, you know? So if I was doing it to make money, I'd be thirsty for, a label to pick me up. But me and my brother started a label. My brother and I started a label. It's called Official Music Group. What I'm striving for with my music has nothing to do with money. So I'm not a starving artist, you know. I'm not rich, but I'm doing okay. So I'm not willing to do a lot of the shit that you have to do when you get signed to a label.
Yeah.
It's just not my get down, and I don't have nothing against anybody who does, because everybody is in a different position. But where I'm at right now, I'm not thirsty to get on a label. I'm not thirsty to get an advance. I'm not thirsty for none of that shit.
How far do you want to take the music?
As far as it could go.
As far as it
could
go.
Yeah, as far as it could go.
So at a point, you would get presented, though, if you want to get signed.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be willing to do, like, a partnership for... I mean, nobody can match a label as far... an independent label can't match a big label, like Atlantic or one of the bigger, more well-known labels when it comes to marketing and getting your shit on the radio and all that type of shit. You know, you can't match that. But again, I'd be willing to do a partnership to get some of that stuff, but that's later down the line. You know, I got to build up a lot before I even start thinking about presenting anybody with any type of deal.
Yeah, no,
you know,
absolutely.
I don't even want to talk to none of them people
It is a process. It's a whole process.
Yeah.
I know I asked you before I got here, but I'm gonna ask you again. How do you balance the creative life with working like 9 to 5s or working a job? How do you balance that lifestyle? Because I know, like me as a creative, what I was telling your brother and you earlier, it's the hardest. It's not the hardest thing, but it's a bit of a struggle to try to figure that, you know?
Yeah, especially because when you're at work, you feel whack, huh? You're like, I ain't even feeling creative
that's like
right
one
now.
One of the biggest things, dude. It's one of the biggest things. You're just trying to figure it out, you know what I mean? How do you find that balance for yourself?
I just try to always think about the vision. Like, if you really centered on the vision of where you see yourself at, who you think you are already, and you just need to do what you need to do to get there, it makes it a lot more tangible, and it makes you want to still do shit even when you're at work and you got your fucking work uniform on or whatever you know.
I feel that. Yeah.
If you focused on the vision, because if you focused on where you at right now, I mean, you ain't got no inspiration. You ain't got, you know.
How do you stay focused?
Meditation.
You mean, you believe in meditation? You do meditation?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, everybody, you know, meditation is different for everybody, but I think taking time out of your day to really sit and think about who you are or who you want to be, where you want to go, where you truly believe you are destined to be, you know, like you're. As far as like your purpose and what you're on earth for, if you're really centered on that and you take time out of every day to think about that, it's a lot easier to go on through your day and work on that. Versus if you don't take time for yourself, all you're getting flooded with is fucking, I gotta go to work, I got bills, I gotta A, B, and C, the regular 9 to 5, everyday bullshit,
loop.
Yeah. Exactly. And you gotta really take some time to sit and focus and center yourself on the idea of this ain't it, you know? And it's not. I think, like I said, every single person, no matter how creative or how not creative you think you are, or no matter how untalented you think you are or how talented you think you are, everybody has a purpose.
Everybody does.
I personally believe in a God, and I believe that everybody was put here to do something, be something, change something, create something. If you think about it, God is a creator. He created things. You feel me? And even if you're not good at this thing, all you need to be is good at one thing. Your purpose doesn't have to be you doing a bunch of things and being good at a bunch of things. There's people I know who are not very good at day-to-day shit, you know, like shit that you'd be like, oh, that's common sense. But they'll sit and they're on the phone or something and they're scribbling in their notepads and they draw a fucking cartoon that they just freestyled while they were on the phone,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
There goes your purpose right there.
Yeah.
You know, it's that simple. It's that simple. And I think everybody has that. I think every single person on earth has one thing that, at least one thing that they were put here to do and use to change things and make the earth a better place.
Do you believe in that our lives are following a certain course, or do you believe that we create the path ourselves?
I think that's actually a good question, because my biggest fear is not my biggest fear is not fulfilling my purpose because of my own flaws and my own sin and laziness and doubts and da da da. I believe that everybody has a purpose, and I do believe that ultimately God is in control. But I do think that we have free will. That's one of the things that God gave us. You know, that's how sin came about.
But then with free will comes temptation.
Yeah, for sure.
The true life courses.
For sure. And that's
what makes us.
And that's what makes us human. And that's the reason why, me personally, I believe in Jesus. That's why, you know, you would have a Jesus because of things like that. But our shortcomings. But, I believe I believe everything is written already. Like I said, I believe that you should take time to sit and think about, okay, I am already this person. Now, what do I have to do to get there? Am I doing the things that I know I need to do to get there? Because as humans, we very rarely do everything we know we're supposed to be doing.
Do you believe it's seeing yourself as this person already? And then exactly what you just said, that part, like you have to figure out how you can get to be, like you are this person, but yet you need to still go through many obstacles to get to that end.
You still need to work.
Yeah.
You can't sit back and say, oh, this is my purpose,
yeah,
and expect for it to happen. You know, it's just like people say, speaking things into existence, which I believe it, because that goes with the being centered on your vision and all of that. But I also think it's a double-sided sword. I have a lyric that talks about it, that speaking things into existence is one thing. Speaking things into existence and sitting back and expecting it to happen, that's not how it's going to happen. No, you still have to do your part.
You
could speak it into existence all you want, but if you're not doing anything to attain it, how can you expect it to come?
Not by sitting down.
Not by sitting on your ass, wanting something to get handed to you. That's not how it's going to happen.
It's all mindset out here, man.
Yeah.
It is. How do you nourish your mindset? How do you find balance for yourself with everything from music to work?
Taking time. Yeah, I have a very... like anxiety runs in my family. So I have my mind is very active, like all day. And if I don't,
that's good to acknowledge that.
Yeah. If I don't sit and I know not everybody is like this. I have friends that they could sit around all day and that makes them happy, you know? So everybody is different. But for me, if I don't take time to sit and center myself every day, my fucking world spirals. And I'll be fucking depressed. I start getting depressed and start doing stupid shit. And so I know that I have to take that time.
You have to keep flowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way, man. I'm the same way. I like the waves, man. I'm like, my life has to keep going like the waves, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
It has to keep going. Life is like that. You know, I feel like in life, it's a lot of ups, a lot of downs. But it's like you figuring out that balance where you can at least be steady enough to like go through everything smooth enough headed. You know what I mean?
And if you're centered, I feel like if you're centered, those downs, they're still downs. But at least you know this shit is happening for a reason. Versus if you're not centered, you're like, fuck something else. Fuck this. Fuck that. You know? So being centered helps you acknowledge the fact that this down probably has a reason behind it. Maybe I need to work on my character in this area, in my patience, or in my strength when it comes to an obstacle being thrown my way, you know? Because a lot of this shit, say like the lifestyle that is going to come with being an artist.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure that I'm ready for it, you know? That shit is... I'm sure that shit is heavy. You got, that shit doesn't just affect you. It affects your family. It affects everybody around you, your friends. And that shit is a lot, you know? So any obstacle that gets thrown my way, I'm sure it's to build my character to be able to handle those situations, to be able to handle your fucking best friend turning on you, or, you know, you think this girl loves you for
it's like
you.
Like the little things in life, they start to build you up, right? For
yeah,
a story.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
As a child, you know, as a child. And that's where it comes to what you said, if I believe that everything is written already, or if we control it. I believe everything is written, but I do believe that you have to do your part. You know, as a child, it doesn't affect you because your part isn't to, you don't have that responsibility yet. But once you have a brain on your shoulders and you could acknowledge right from wrong, and you could sit back and think, it's a very uncomfortable thing to sit back and say, am I doing everything that I need to do to make this happen? Most people are not. I'm not.
Yeah.
You know? And that's where being a human, you know, that's being a human is what does that. The laziness or distractions or doubts or this and that. But
you believe in mental health?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I do. It comes with all of that, huh?
Yeah. Because if you're not right, if you don't, like I said, if you don't take time to get yourself together every day, it's real easy to get lost.
That's why I started the brand, man, mental health. That's one of the big things that I try to represent and really give my help to. Because honestly, like, mental health is the biggest thing, I feel
Yeah, for sure.
Especially as being men, though. I feel like it's not talked upon with men, like Latino men and stuff.
Yeah.
I had a conversation on their podcast actually about this. I feel like it's something that you don't really see people talking like this, man, being open about stuff like this. I feel like if there was more conversation, more topics like this, I think society would be better.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
It's like the stigma that men are not supposed to be emotional or open or da da da. I was like that. I was raised like that. Like,
no, I was
know,
raised.
You don't talk about your problems.
Yeah.
You don't talk about this and
real
that.
Men don't cry.
Yeah, real men don't cry. At some point, I said, "What the fuck does it matter? This is all based on the fact that you're gonna look a certain way to other people." It doesn't even have anything to do with yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, talking about what you find right or wrong, or I feel this way, how does that make you less of a man? It doesn't.
At the end, realistically,
that is harder than just acting like nothing is wrong all the time. So at some point I said, fuck it. I mean, what does it matter if I put myself on the line and somebody says this or that? I don't care. You know, I don't care.
See that with the music too, right? Like, you start to really tap in more with, like,
yeah,
more with your voice and your emotional, like, self.
Yeah,
I've
for
been
sure.
Seeing that with me and the music, and it's been like I'm becoming a whole different person. So
yeah.
I can imagine you're already in it more, so you must feel like at a whole, like, point.
Yeah, I mean, I talk in my music, I talk about a lot of touchy,
you
really know, like,
express yourself.
Yeah, yeah, I talk about a lot of shit that is real, like, personal to me, and I get emotional about, but I mean, why not?
Why not?
If I feel like that's going to help somebody get through their day, or if I feel like that's going to get somebody out of a dark spot in their life, then why not? It goes through my mind, so why would I not give it to, you know, tell somebody else how I got out of it, or my perspective on it, or tell somebody it's all right. Like, we all go through this bullshit, you know? It's not all Instagram highlights and rapper videos with the females and the jewelry and all of that bullshit. People go through shit. Everybody goes through shit. Some people try to portray themselves like they don't go through shit, but we all know what's real. We're all humans. We know no matter how much money you got, no matter where you are in life, no matter how many cars you got, no matter whatever, you still go through shit. You're still a human. You still have emotions and you still get betrayed and you still go through life's courses, you know, so.
Still got to deal with ourselves at the end of the day.
Exactly. When you laying down about to go to sleep, there ain't nobody there to distract you.
You're the last
person
that you look at in the mirror, man,
mm-hmm.
before you go to sleep.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? How would you say, like, so you would definitely say that you draw a lot of life experiences into your music then as well. You do. Yeah.
Yeah, most of my music is based on...
You're very lyrical. I listen to your music. It's very, very lyrical.
Thank you. Yeah, all my stuff is based off something I've been through, something I've seen, an emotion I've had. You know, I don't just sit down and just fucking write imaginary shit, you know? It works for a lot of people, but
that's the worst, though, dude, when it's like that. Like, you're writing about stuff that you haven't been through, because that's something I was talking to my brother, and he was like, make sure you always write about stuff you go through. Don't write about stuff.
Yeah, because you got...
It's true, 100%.
You have people rapping about shit, glorifying shit that they don't even do, and then you have the children listening to the shit, and then now they think, oh, he does it, so I'm going to do it. Nah, and this motherfucker never even popped a pill in his life, and he's telling you to pop pills and do this and that.
Damaging lives of other people.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going through some shit, if you do it, whatever, you know, talk about whatever you're going through, whatever you do, whatever, da da da. But just sitting there and writing imaginary shit, fairy tales, and telling kids it's cool to do this, cool to do that, da da da. I mean, that shit it's not cool to me. But I mean, everybody get their money how they get it, you know? I mean, I don't have no. That's them, but I know what I'm gonna do with my shit.
You know what you stand for, at least.
Yeah, I know what I stand for as a man. You know, I'm not a little kid to where I'm gonna jump on fucking social media and portray to myself to be a certain type of person just because I know it's gonna bring clout.
Do you feel like social media plays a big role in our society today?
Yeah, I've heard you mention
social media a while, like a bit, so I wanted to ask.
Yeah,
you.
I think it plays a huge role.
It does.
You have people. You have. Say with Instagram, you have people posting the highlights of their life or somebody else's life, and they make it seem like it's their life, you know? And then if that's all you see, now you wake up and you think, fuck, I got to keep up with this person. You know, like this person is doing this and this, and you fucking stress yourself
like
because
you anxiety,
don't...
anxiety, right?
Yeah, you don't realize that this person is not just going... Their whole day does not go like it looks on their story, you know? And that shit brings a lot of pressure to people, especially I think like with females, that shit happens a lot, like with the bodies and shit now and all that type of shit. I could only imagine fucking going on Instagram and you see all these females with fucking perfect bodies and you know, in that world.
Yeah.
And then you look in the mirror and you got a normal body, just like that person did before they sucked their stomach in. You feel me?
That's 100% true.
And it goes like that with men too. I mean, you jump on Instagram, you see somebody holding fucking 50,000 to their ear, whatever, but, and you think, damn, this person getting bread, like, I ain't doing shit, I got a 9-to-5, yeah. da-da-da, and it may be fucking a loan they just took out for some other shit, you know?
That could be true, too, yeah.
They, you never see somebody holding bread and they put, oh, a loan for da-da-da, you know? Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, I think that shit makes people do a lot of shit that they wouldn't do if social media was not around. It makes people make a lot of impulsive decisions that are not smart, you know, just to keep up with the Joneses and to keep up with what everybody else is doing. And when they could use that money to pursue their dream that they're so passionate about, you know, but they don't have no money to pursue it because they're too busy fucking buying.
I feel like society now is constructed in a not very open path. For growth in like families, and I feel like this society was constructed and built upon not a positive motive. I think it was very constructed in a way that kind of limits everybody. If you start really like starting to look at everything, how from now until back then, this sort of timeline we've been following, I feel like it's a society that wasn't constructed for the positivity of family, positive food, positive body, like healing.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not, you know.
It's a very corporate world. Very corporate. Very money-driven world. It's not founded in, like you said, a good, healthy home. You know, a complete family. And that reflects a lot of music. I mean, you see what music talks about. It's not very family oriented. But that's the world we live in. That's the world we live in. We live in a very materialistic.
It's for you now as an artist, though, man. Like, you have the opportunity to go and change and, like, do something different. Like, you gotta. Me, I've been asking myself, like, what's really your route? What are you really going to do? Like, what are you really investing your time to? So I feel like you now, you get to do that too. You get to be like, what is your route? What are you really going to give? What really is your path? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have a big whole platform that you can now build off of.
Right.
And make bigger impact changes in this world, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about making an impact.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, you have your whole, like, platform now, you know, going into your music and everything that you can start to build off and make. I mean, you have the decision to make impactful changes now, bro, and, like, you know, do things, and which I know you even, you've been doing the charity events you helped on as well. I need you to come through, bro, one of these for all the possibilities.
Man, I need to. You know, I'll be at work, bro. I'll be wanting to come back, but...
It's a grind out here.
We're going to make it.
What makes you want to, what draws you to do that as well, the charity event?
Man, it's I come from a very broke family when I was young. You feel me? My early memories, we were pretty down there, you know? I mean, it was times when we were eating like fucking tortillas and salt all day, you know? Just because, if we didn't have money for much else, or a cup of noodles all day, or... So I know what it feels like to be in a position where you're helpless. Like, you don't have no money, rent's coming up, you have to feed your kids, you have to do this and that. So now I'm in a little better position, and I feel like if you are in a little better position and you come from those type of situations, why would you not want to help people that are still in those type of situations?
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't, it's not, a lot of times people are in situations because they're lazy or because whatever. But there's also times when people are just in situations because they that's the situation they're in. You know, they don't have no choice. They're going to work and they're going all this shit, but they're not making enough to make ends meet, which is very common in California and LA and the areas we're from. Rent is sky high. Minimum wage is not that high. I mean, imagine somebody that's on minimum wage with kids. It's not an easy path, you feel me? It's hard to get by, and it's hard to make ends meet. It's hard to deal with a Christmas. It's hard to deal with a Thanksgiving or a birthday, or, you know, those things. When you're in those positions, these holidays that are nice to people are pretty dark to the people that don't have money. So why not use a couple hundred dollars that you were going to use to buy some shoes or buy some whatever the fuck and donate it to people that actually need it. Not people that just could use it to buy some shit that they want, but people that actually need it. And that's how I feel. I feel like it shows a lot of character when people have a lot of money, or, you know, they onto something and they're not helping the people that need the help.
No, that's true, man.
Especially if you preach being from a certain area and coming up broke and da da da. How can you tell me all of that and then when you get some money, you don't want to help the people that are still going through that
shit?
You
want to give back, right?
It don't make no sense to me, but...
That's a good thing, though. No, you got to keep your head above water all the time and give back. And, you know, it's all about creating all the possibilities and helping out people and making changes in life. And
that's a fact.
Really finding your path, I feel, and really, like, keeping your focus. Like, there's so much more to this life, I feel, than what meets the eye. I feel like there's so much more to what we really comprehend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a very big puzzle, and we only got a couple pieces, you know?
This is just the beginning.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you do have those pieces to put into that puzzle, you know? So you have to decide, am I going to use them and contribute to the puzzle, or am I just going to live in this little bubble and live day by day and do what's best for me versus what's best for the world, you know? At the end of the day... humans are all humans, no matter what fucking color you are, no matter what belief you have, no matter what, da da da. We're all here on earth. We're all trying to figure shit out. And we could all, like, just imagine if every human felt like I have something to offer to every other human and actually offered it.
You know how different the world would be?
Yeah, we wouldn't be.
It'd be so different.
Yeah, we wouldn't be in the world we live in, but. Yeah, bro. I mean,
I want to ask you a question ending the podcast here. What is all the possibilities mean to you? When you hear that, what is it? What do you feel inside? All the possibilities.
First off, bro, I want to thank you for doing the shit that you do. Cause it's dope. I see you.
Man. Thank you.
You know, like, I know I don't reach out much. I'll be busy and shit, but I'll be peeping all the shit you do and not just the shit you do, but the narrative behind it and, like, the energy behind what you do. Not a lot of people do that. Not a lot of people are willing to put themselves on the line and do the type of shit that you're doing, you know? So fucking hats off to you on that.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that,
and,
man.
Like I've told you before, I'll fuck with the brand and the motive behind it and what it's saying to people. But all the possibilities to me means everybody is put here.
Such a big ass concept, right?
Yeah.
Like all the possibilities.
That shit is crazy. But like I said, everybody is put here for a reason, right? Everybody has, there's a possibility for everybody to reach their higher self. Now, are you gonna sit down with yourself and figure out what that is? Are you gonna take the time out of your day after you work a 9-to-5, like you said? And are you gonna contribute some of those hours after work to yourself? Are you gonna take up a job just like you took up a job to pay for rent? Are you gonna take up a job where you sit down and work on your ideas and work on what you believe in and work on what you feel your purpose is and your what you're passionate about to contribute to a bigger purpose? Or are you just gonna sit back and go through life's motions and just go day to day following the same cycle? Because I believe the possibilities are endless, you know? The possibilities are endless. Everybody was put here to do something, and it's all on you whether you're gonna do what you have to do to make it happen. Or are you gonna sit back, kick back, relax, watch Netflix all day?
Eat some potato chips.
Yeah, eat some chips and just do whatever, fuck off, you know?
Yeah.
It's not easy, but it pays off. Yeah, it pays off. God definitely meets you there when you start following those things that you know you're supposed to be doing, so.
Thank you, brother, for coming on to this episode. I appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. And thank you guys for tapping into this episode. Yeah. This is ATP Sit and Talk with Valencia. Bro, I can't wait to see everything you're going to do this year as well. Please tap in. I'll leave Val's info, guys. Tap in with everything. I'm going to leave his info in the description. Tap in with us and take care. Big love.
Peace.